This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Hi listeners, this is Matt Polly, one of the new view of safety interns at Learning Teams Incorporated. I wanted to share with you an excerpt from the Amazon book, Learning from Everyday Work, by Brent Sutton, with Brent Robinson, Jeffrey Lyeth and Dr. Todd Conklin. Why Learn from Everyday Work? In 2021, Stephen Shorrock wrote in the Hindsight publication that accidents and incidents alone don't tell us enough about the system as a whole. He posed the question, if we view incidents as the tip of the iceberg, in terms of total hours of work or total outcomes, then what lies beneath? He stated that understanding failure isn't enough to ensure effective performance. No organization, team, or family can be understood by focusing only on what goes wrong. And more than this is needed to thrive and flourish. We have to look at what goes on. We don't tend to pay much attention to what goes on under our noses, to keep things safe and effective, because it's so ordinary. And sometimes, things also change slowly over time, and we find these slow changes hard to see. When we stop to take a closer look, especially with the help of an outsider, we see things below the surface that we've not noticed before. These include individual, team, and organizational practices, and the conditions of work. In the same Hindsight edition, Professor Eric Holnagle argues that everyday work provides the best basis for learning. To achieve this, three conditions for learning are proposed. Condition number one, the opportunity to learn. Condition number two, the similarity between situations. Condition number three, the opportunity to verify that learning has taken place. He concluded that three different categories of events, accident, incidents, and everyday work, are shown relative to each other, in terms of frequency, occurrence, and severity of outcome. Accidents are low in both frequency and similarity. Everyday work happens frequently, fact it happens all the time, and has high similarity. While incidents are in between. Relative to these three conditions, everyday work provides the best basis for learning while accidents provide the worst. This, of course, assumes that everything happens in essentially the same way, and that there are no special causes of failures that appear due ex machina when something goes wrong but otherwise just lie in wait. Accidents attract attention because they are unexpected. While everyday work, things that go well, is more or less invisible. So instead of limiting learning to what we do not want to happen, to find out what we should not do, it might be worthwhile also to learn from what we want to happen, in order to find out what we could do. If you want to read more about learning from everyday work, you can download the white paper for free, from the website, learningteamscommunity.com, or, available in paperback and Kindle editions on amazon.com.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this show, please tune into the show, The Practice of Learning Teams, on how to learn and improve on safety, quality and operational excellence. Available on Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon and other podcast providers near you.